What do you think about the Pirates of Caribbean movies? I think they're pretty entertaining, and I'm not sure if the modern day movies of pirates actually depicted how pirates really were.
Pirates of the Caribbean movies definitely are entertaining. They do reveal some good general knowledge about the golden age of piracy, which is occurred during the 17th and 18th centuries. However, I don't think some specifics in the content is entirely accurate. Pirates are murderous thieves after all. The movies would be very different if they were truly accurate to the time period.
Everything I see nowadays is about the glory and bravery attributed to the pirates. There are great stories about people working their way from the bottom and becoming well known and respected. Who wouldn't want to set sail in search of great treasure?
Well, I'm not sure if the renown that they acquired by being pirates was something good to have, but yeah, there's definitely some misconceptions that people have about pirates. Modern pop culture has really contributed to this and provided a very different perspective from people living during the 17th and 18th centuries.
What are some of the misconceptions people have nowadays about pirates from the golden age of piracy?
There are many key points about pirates that are not included in any modern depictions of them. Just think about this. Colonial governments in the Caribbean weren't able to do much to stop pirate attacks or raids on their colonies. Not being fully protected by your government from violent criminals does not sound very enjoyable. I would definitely not want to be living in the Caribbean during this tumultuous time. There's already plenty of conflict going on between nations competing with one another. A majority of a country's resources would be dedicated to that purpose. In some instances, piracy was actually encouraged by colonial powers during times of war to disrupt their opposition. Popular shipping lanes were very dangerous for merchants to travel across, and ports with little in the way of defenses were easy pickings for pirates.
Those are some interesting points that I had really never considered. What were some of the social values of pirates back during the golden age of piracy? They must have had a different culture to them since they don't interact with common people in positive ways, especially since they're usually sailing for long periods of time. They must be pretty different from people that live on land. I'm sure they were very different than how people are now.
One key part of pirate culture is the way that they had treated women. Women were treated very poorly by pirates. Women living onshore were even more likely to be victims of crime from pirates than men. There were far more women who were abused at the hands of pirates than women who actually lived alongside and worked with pirates. It was very rare for there to be female pirates, as the culture on board ships was very male-centric. They would even go so far as to consider having a woman on board as a bad omen. This could be due to the culture that had developed by traveling aboard the ships for extended periods of time with only other men. This is definitely a key feature of pirate life that was left out of many modern takes on Caribbean piracy. What do you think of as a pirate? Like, what are some qualities that stand out to you in pirates?
What I think of a pirate, I think of criminals who steal from others and kill freely. They usually are dirty and travel in ships to evade from law enforcement.
That's interesting to hear. There actually is an intriguing case which might change your opinion on what a pirate is. During the 17th century, there is a group of people that may have been wrongly accused of being pirates by a colonial government. On the island of Tortuga, there are many plantations owned by colonial powers, such as France and Spain. The settlers living on Tortuga had very little in terms of resources available to them, and even less money. Being left with no option but to steal and raid from other nearby settlements to be able to gather supplies, the people living on Tortuga sought to develop their own plantations so that they could turn a profit for themselves. This eventually caught the eye of the Spanish, who would in turn punish the people greatly after having taken control of the island. The Spanish colonial government would conduct raids on the island of Tortuga, taking prisoners and forcing them to perform labor as they considered the people to be pirates. This is a situation in which perspective is absolutely vital to understanding the motives and actions of the people. Should the people have been treated harshly under Spanish colonial rule for trying to develop their own colony? Can they really be considered pirates if they acted out of necessity for their own community?
Now hearing that about the people, I think they don't deserve to be punished. They were doing what they needed in order to survive, and shouldn't be punished for that. The people from Tortuga wanted to help themselves, and the Spanish used the label of pirate to punish them. Now that I have a better idea of how pirates can be labeled, I can use that to perceive the past in a different way. How do you think modern day pirates are different than crusaders, and what some similarities between them and the crusaders of the 17th and 18th century?
I honestly don't know, but that's a very good question that you have.
Well, I will tell you, since you don't know. The main motive of most pirates was purely financial. Today's pirates have more complicated motives. We can see that the sole reason of becoming pirates during the golden age of piracy was to earn a living and survive. However, today's pirates differ greatly from this. A significant number of fishermen in the Somalia became pirates because their lives are destroyed by illegal fishing and toxic waste dumping. They are labeled as protectors of the town and have even adopted the names such as National Volunteer Coast Guard. Pirates operating in this area feel it is their duty to protect their territory from European and Asian vessels that deplete the local resources. This is just one of the many complicated motives that you give birth to today's pirates.
Oh, that's very interesting in comparison to pirates and their original motives for the 17th and 18th centuries. I didn't think of this when I was thinking of the comparison between older and modern pirates. There surely is a variety of factors and modern developments that have contributed to this shift in behavior. The increasing value in politics and resources is definitely one of them, as I can see from the way you described it.